This morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 11, the Beda Kirtan pastimes, text number 166 to 76. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to 76, we'll chant that, and I'll go back and I'll read the English up to 76, which has a nice purport. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So So the word meanings. Segara. That room. Amake deha. Please give to me. Ache prayojana. There is necessity. Nibrite. In the solitary place. Asiya. Sitting. Tahan. There. Kariba. Kariba smarana. I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Se gare amake deha ache prayojana.
Se gare amake deha ache prayojana.
Nibrite vishaya taha kariba smarana. Se gara amake deha ache aprayojana.
Se gara amake deha ache aprayojana.
Nibrite vishaya tahan kariba smarana.
Nibrite vishaya
Se gara amake deha ache aprayojana. Nibrite vishaya tahan kariba smarana. Text 166 and read the English up to this text 176 and read the translation and purport there. But before I do, I want to let you know that I'm going to be conducting the class a little different today than I have, than we generally do. Generally speaking, in our Bhagavatam classes, Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we use a method of instruction. Basically, it's a lecture. The person sits here and he lectures, and you sit there and listen. But there are other methods of learning which I think should be used from time to time, and one of those times is going to be today, in which there's a different didactic that goes on in class, more interactive, means your participation. So why I'm saying this now is I'm letting you know I'm expecting your participation. From Govinda Prabhu, when he said I was giving class today, he said, I'm going to lead a discussion. So he didn't know, but he's right, I am going to lead a discussion. And you're going to be part of that discussion just as much as I am, because that is a valid method of teaching. And I'll give you an example why I think it's important. An example of interactive learning from the 1970s in an ISKCON temple. Temple president would sit and he would give the class every day. And when he was sitting there, what he would do, he had sitting next to him a spray bottle. And when anybody and everybody started to fall asleep, he would pick it up and squirt them. That was interactive learning in the 1970s. So hopefully we've moved beyond that and we can have some of the learned comments from all of you that will enrich our class experience in our study of the Shastra. So, you said it, not me. So we're going to start with text number 166. I'll read the English and then we'll come up to today's purport. Translation, Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire. If I could get to a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire. When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. At this time, Kasi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, both Kasi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with them in a befitting manner. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give us orders so that we can make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute Mahaprasad to all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinath Acharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residence Kasi Mishra and the temple superintendent offer. Then the Lord told Kasi Mishra, the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasad to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Nearby my place is this garden of flowers. In this garden of flowers is one single room that is very solitary. Please give that room to me, for I have need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. Purport. Please listen carefully. We say that Prabhupada is in his books and that we can associate with him through his books. So in this verse, and particularly in the purport, he's associating with us in a way that's it's worth discussing and getting a sort of a macro view of, as opposed to just the subject matter transmitted in the verses. Purport. This statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is significant. Nivritte Vishaya Tahan Kariba Smarana. I shall sit down there in that solitary place and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Neophyte students are not to imitate sitting in a solitary place and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should always remember that it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who wanted such a place, either for himself or Haridas Thakur. No one can suddenly attain the level of Haridas Thakur and sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Only an exalted person like Haridas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is personally exhibiting the proper behavior for an acharya, can be engaged in such a practice. So So here's our first break after this sentence. At the present moment, we see that some of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are tending to leave their preaching activities in order to sit in a solitary place. This is not a very good sign. So, if we're going to associate with Srila Prabhupada in his books, and he's going to associate with us by pointing to us specifically, what does that mean to you? What does it tell you about Srila Prabhupada, his relationship with ISKCON, his relationship with each and every one of us individually? What's your reflections on hearing that statement of Prabhupada? Divyanga Pool, can you get the mic to go around?
Hare Krishna. Is that Srila Prabhupada is worried that his disciples won't go back to Godhead. And when he sees signs of deviation, or when he sees that the devotees are not in blissful Krishna consciousness, then he's concerned to the point that he would tell us over and over and over again about certain points, like following his instructions and participating in sadhana. These things are essential for anybody who wants to be in the human, civilized human form of life. So you can just feel that Srila Prabhupada was worried. He mentions, he says, they've given up preaching to sit and chant. So we can just see how important it is, this mission. It's a missionary spirit that Srila Prabhupada has. And I always take shelter in that when I'm out in Sankirtan, that my guru came, he was in Vrindavan peacefully, and on the order, he came, disrupted his entire life at 70 to come and do this. And he stayed up at night to make these books just so they could guide us. And when you see these things in his purports, you just know how Prabhupada's heart is. Prabhupada wants to save the entire universe, and each and every one of us is important to him.
I like that point that Devendra makes, because he's talking about how Prabhupada, he's concerned that we don't go back to Godhead. He's expressing his love for us. And so much so that he's putting it in the pages of his book. Anybody else have any other thoughts on that difficult? Thank you, Divyanga, for that.
As we know, the Bhakti Lata Beej is it's the devotional garden that we're cultivating in the process of bhakti yoga. And Srila Prabhupada is protecting us by giving this instruction to somewhat like, you know, create a fence around that garden to protect that.
We're thinking.
What I'm hearing is that Prabhupada is depending on us. I mean, there just isn't anyone else on the planet. He gave his blood and sweat and tears, as I say, to make us into devotees, and he's depending on us and whoever we preach to fulfill his mission. So there's, I mean, I just feel like Prabhupada's pointing the finger at us.
Thank you. Almost like, I've given you this responsibility and I'm depending upon you. Please, you know, keep yourself pure and in line with what I've instructed. Yeah. That's also something that comes through quite clearly. Yeah. Madhavati, you had something?
Same thing,
okay.
There's
in the past times of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to Radhakund, I think it was in 1932, and he was, and I'm not exactly sure where I read it, I could find it, if anybody wants to know. But he said that every one of these babas is completely bogus. At Radhakund, there were so many people living at Radhakund, and he saw this tendency. Now there are so many former ISKCON devotees that live at Radhakund, and they're following in this path. And generally speaking, the history shows that it doesn't go well. So he saw the tendency and made a strong statement to help curb it.
So it's still relevant, in other words.
It's very super relevant.
Yeah. If you go today to Radhakund, there are a lot of Western devotees living there. I don't know if they're former members of ISKCON. I don't know who they are. I'm not going to comment on that. But they are living there. And so there is some instruction here that's still timely. I mean, this book was written, Prabhupada wrote this purport back in the 1970s, but we still find it relevant. So there's sort of foreseeing a tendency. He says here, he says, they're tending to leave the preaching work. So he noticed a tendency he's pointing out that we see is manifesting today.
When I was hearing you reading, I was thinking that it appears like Prabhupada is not telling us we cannot do silence or absorb us in a solitary place. It's just that time is not mature for new fight. It is there for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. And it is also there for us when we become mature. But in order to become mature, we have to follow what he has interest for each of us individually, that if when we follow, then automatically in due course of time, through Sankirtan Jagna, maybe this life or next life, it will come to that stage. We don't need artificially to imitate that.
Yeah, actually it's interesting, your head, because that comes out more in Prabhupada's purport here, that it's not, as you say, a prohibition. It's just a matter of time and maturity. So that's a very good point. Let me just add something here that may help us in thinking about these questions. Does anybody know the history, maybe Raghunatha knows from being there in Los Angeles, the history of Prabhupada's decision to stop Srimad Bhagavatam and the focus on Chaitanya Charitamrita? Do you know that's the history? Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, but at one point he stopped Srimad Bhagavatam and changed and translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's how that 17 volumes got backed up. They were mostly Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Prabhupada was waiting during that marathon done by the BBT. And so he stopped, he did it, and then he went back to Srimad Bhagavatam. You know something about history of that, Mika?
It was 1974 in, you can confirm it by his last writing there at the end of the Antya Lila.
Yeah, concluding words.
Yes. If I recall correctly, it was February 1974, and it was in 1975 July that he was insisting now, you know, the impossible task has to be done, or nothing's impossible, you know.
Right now, the Chaitanya Charitamrita has a lot of purports like this, where Prabhupada speaks directly to the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So if you think he stopped the Bhagavatam and he did this, and this is what he did with it, what was his idea? And why was he going to give us Chaitanya Charitamrita in at the expense of stopping Srimad Bhagavatam? It seems to me that he had in mind this type of instruction and relevance to us in ISKCON, his followers, his disciples. that this was very, very important part of giving us Chaitanya Charitamrita, to give us these kind of personal instructions, things that are relevant to those that he had brought to Krishna, and that he, as Devanu said, wanted to be sure they ultimately came to success. And that's what I get out of that sort of a macro view. Is what I don't think.
I can't see how the movement could be without the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like, I've always thought that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, they're kind of like what we do now. But if we were just Krishna bhaktas and we had the Radha Krishna pastimes, then what activities would we do?
Mm.
But because we didn't see in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna book, we don't see people going out and doing chanting in the streets or going door to door or Rath Yatras or ecstasies and feasting and things. I don't even see much feasting in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm.
So all the chanting of Hare Krishna, that there's not much difference. I haven't been to India much, but there's not much difference in the early days of the Hare Krishna movement and Lord Chaitanya's movement.
Very good point. I mean, it really grounds our daily activities that we do in Krishna consciousness every day in the scripture, in the Shastra itself. Very good point. Thank you very much for that.
It seems like it's to give faith to the devotees. You know, after reading the Bhagavatam, which is more theory.
After reading the Bhagavatam, which is in some sense theory, but the CC is to bring give faith to the devotees who might have been going here, there, or whatever, you know, or, you know, so CC, like Radha Damodar Prabhu is saying, is we can relate to. So when you can relate to something, it's faith-giving.
Mm.
So maybe to give stability to the devotees at that time.
Mm. At that time or the present time also?
At the present time too, but your question was that why from the Bhagavatam?
Why did he stop?
Why did he stop the Bhagavatam and why did he translate in the CC? And in one sense, Prabhupada gave everything in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. He put everything in the purpose there, so maybe, you know, he wanted to give the life of Lord Chaitanya and the practices and of the devotees to give faith to the existing devotees then, and certainly for us now.
Did you have something?
I'm thinking, Srila Prabhupada had the vision of what we should be doing, what it should look like, but we didn't all have that individually. And by providing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gave that, you know, opened that up to others to be able to see what he was seeing and why he was thinking it was important to, you know, do Rath Yatras, to have feasts, to chant Hare Krishna. It made it bridge that gap of, because like she was saying with the Bhagavatam, it doesn't necessarily relate to what our daily life is, but the Chaitanya Charitamrita does.
Mm, okay, amazing. Let me just read a little bit more of the purport here, because it gives us more lessons about Srila Prabhupada. It is a fact that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has condemned this process for neophytes. He even stated in a song, Pratishtare Tare Niyaguni Tagare Tava Hi Hari Nam Kevala Kavitava. Sitting in a solitary place intending to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is considered a cheating process. This practice is not possible for neophytes at all. The neophyte devotee must act and work laboriously under the direction of the spiritual master, and he must thus preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. So, what does his immediate reference to his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, tell you about our activities, his faith in his guru, yes,
that we're a bona fide neophytes. That neophytes have been doing this for a long time. Every time they Bhaktisiddhanta, they were doing it. And just one other point that I've noticed is that I talked to someone not long ago, used to be in ISKCON, now they're in another group, that they were preaching this text 8 from the Nectar of Instruction to go to Radhakund. So I said, you know, that's not the first text, that's the 8th text. So you've got 7 before that one. But this is still going on right now with proposing that, and their teacher also had a problem with this, you know, and giving confidential stuff and when people aren't ready. So this is still going on. So this is to protect those who read Prabhupada's books and have faith in him also.
Yeah, at this point in Prabhupada's preaching, 1974-75, he was already a world acharya, a success. His thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, so many books and temples, yet he had a firm faith in the simple instructions of his spiritual master that is very exemplary to us. He was grounded in the instructions of his spiritual master with faith and gave us, by his example, what we should do also. We never outgrow the instructions of our spiritual master. And Prabhupada, we all know from reading his books and from personal interaction with him and hearing from his disciples how he was so linked in the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Not only in this matter, but all matters of spiritual life.
You have Bhagavad Gita in front of you. Third chapter, first sloka. In the middle part, I remember, Prabhupada says, because I was also in that track in 79, I left ISKCON and went with some of Prabhupada's disciples. I won't say the name, but you know. And I was in
Vrindavan. And then when I read that in the first sloka, third chapter, middle purport, middle to the end, Prabhupada says, I'm paraphrasing, that if somebody actually does that solitary place chanting without being trained in Krishna consciousness, then he is actually looking for self-adoration. And that was my problem. I was looking for my own glory, prestige, adoration.
Interesting. But without having being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Sharp memory. Because it was about 2/3 down in the fur court and everything. So. I think that, you know, this is an important point that Prabhupada points to, and it's also here in today's purport that what is our reason? What is our purpose other than what our spiritual master instructs us? He's giving us an instruction, so what other purpose do we have to do anything, whether it's to go to try to chant in a solitary place or do anything? That's what a surrendered disciple, that's the standard of a surrendered disciple, and Prabhupada is showing that here, even though he's a world acharya at this point in his time, it's not just that he's cutting ties with his spiritual master's vision. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he nonetheless traveled all over India continuously for 6 years and then retired at Jagannath Puri to teach us a lesson. Even at Jagannath Puri, the Lord chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a great meeting at the Jagannath Temple. The point is that one should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur, at the beginning of one's transcendental life, one must first become very mature in devotion and thus receive the approval of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only at such a time may one actually sit down peacefully in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The senses are very strong, and if a neophyte devotee imitates Haridas Thakur, his enemies, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Maha, Madana, Matsarya, will disturb and fatigue him. Instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all the neophyte will simply sleep soundly. Actually, it's, I was referring to the 1970s interactive, the temple president would squirt the water to keep people awake. I found, unfortunately for my own lack of Krishna consciousness, that sleeping in Bhagavatam class is not a matter of being tired. It's almost like you're being prevented because of your offensive attitude, and therefore you're being covered over by the illusory energy. Masta Bhavishu Bhadrasu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Nasloki Bhakti Bhagavati Naistiki. So much, the hearing in the class is so much a part of our spiritual life. Daily to hear the Bhagavatam. It's very, very important. In those old days, at least everyone in the temple knew that when they came to class, whether they slept or not. And I understand, and I'm not in any way saying that, you know, some words of chastisement or something for those that don't come to the Bhagavatam class, but I am saying that it is very important. It's a very, very important part of having Krishna in our lives every day. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Krishna, and none different than Krishna. And so, if we want Krishna in our lives, then the opportunity is there, either in a class like this, or on our own, or in small groups, or in our families, to have some discussion of Bhagavatam every day. And you may ask, well, we're having a discussion of Chaitanya Charitamrita here, it's not Bhagavatam. But why can we say Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya also applies to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that we do every Saturday? Who can say why, Janmasthami? Yes, but the pramana for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is what? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is used. And so that's one reason. What's another reason?
Nitya Bhagavata Seva, the book Bhagavat, is the one you wrote on book these days.
Right. And I hear it.
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. And what is Lord Chaitanya? What is his? He's described as being the. Yes, that's close.
Application of the Bhagavatam in the introduction.
Oh, that's getting close. That's what he's the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we're focusing on his life in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're focusing on the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's not that different than Srimad Bhagavatam in that way. And so we don't have to fear that on Saturdays we're not doing Nityam Bhagavata Seva. But it's a very, very important thing to daily hear. Whatever way you can hear, I was mentioning some devotees recently that one of the things that came out of our GBC meeting this year was apparently there was a survey done of leaders at the what we call the International Leadership Center. There was a survey done, leaders of all different levels from around the world were there, and people were asked questions about their reading patterns. And when the results came in, it was like, what? No one's reading Prabhupada's books. You know? And so rededication was to try to emphasize more reading of Srila Prabhupada's books in the lives of the devotees. It's extremely important that we do that, because especially like when we purpose like this today, Prabhupada is speaking to us. He wrote his books for 10,000 years in the golden age of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These would be the law books. He had us putting them in university libraries, presenting them to the world leaders. Yet he wasn't afraid to put instruction that was directly for us in these purports as well. So we fit into his grand plan, his grand literary plan. No one puts out the literary output that Srila Prabhupada did without having a grand literary plan about what they're doing and what they want to accomplish by their life works. And so that's there in Prabhupada, and we're part of it, because these kind of purports really make us part of it. So we should take it seriously and try to reach into myself here also, try to bring these books, bring gatherings of devotees more together so that these things can be relished and heard together. What does Chanaka Pandit say about, she says traveling, how many, he says studying the Shastra, how many, does anybody know that?
Shastra should be studied more than one.
Shastra is studied more than one person at a time. So getting together in groups is, well, I know there are like a lot of, especially the ladies seem to have a lot of reading groups, I think Mother Nanda does something every weekday or something. And, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then there's other efforts like Dhruva here was here earlier. They're doing a whole course on Chaitanya Charitamrita right now, he and his wife online. So we should take advantage of these things. Let me just finish the purport here and we'll finish. Preaching work is meant for advanced devotees. And when an advanced devotee is further elevated on a devotional scale, he may retire to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. However, if one simply imitates advanced spiritual life, he will fall down just like the sahajiyas in Vrindavan. So any final reflections, Mahamaya Mataji?
Hare Krishna, is it working? I just wanted to add more to the history of CC. I'm pretty sure it was Prabhupada who told us to print the 7th chapter of Adi Lila before everything else.
Yes.
And was published as a...
Lord Chaitanya and Five Features.
Right, a separate book. And that, because that was published, that caused Adi Lila Volume 1 to be extremely thick. But in any case, if you look at that chapter, I mean, to me, that's like, to me, it's the essence of the CC, because it talks about Lord Chaitanya breaking open the storehouse of love of God and distributing its contents, and the more you distribute it, the more there was to distribute. And it's just like, it's the whole mood of the Hare Krishna movement.
Mm.
Which is, and you don't see that at all. You're comparing with Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't see that. It was like very practical for us to, you know, see ourselves as part of that.
Mm, yes, thank you. I think it was Radha Swami, I was talking to him recently during his visit here. He was talking about the tools they use to break open the storehouse of love of God. Do you know what tool they used to break it open? Their humility. They broke it open with their humility. So that's a lesson for us.
I just want to thank you for bringing up this topic of fidelity and chastity to Srila Prabhupada's mood and instructions, especially where it's so relevant currently. We're right in the middle, or you know, living in a town where those things are challenging any devotee, you know, those other moods, you know. And the tendency is to become, with all the books that are out there, you know, books on spiritual topics, the tendency is to become over-intelligent and then miss Prabhupada's shelter.
Thank you. I just wanted some clarification on that statement, that preaching work is meant for advanced devotees.
Invited in a venturesome divine group.
The advanced devotee is Srila Prabhupada, and we do what he says.
Interesting, yeah. I like that, because although Prabhupada's not saying it about himself, his example is he's the advanced devotee and he's preaching. So it's meant for him because he's showing that example. He's showing what an advanced devotee does.
Advanced means that you follow the spiritual master. And his point about reading Prabhupada's books, you can ask yourself in every day, every 24-hour period, how much time am I spending with Srila Prabhupada? And if you turn on a tape, or if you turn on, if you open your books, or if you, I drive down the road every day in Sangatana, I listen to Prabhupada. And the more I spend with Srila Prabhupada, the more time I'm not thinking about other kinds of weird stuff. So if advanced means that you take that order and you do it. And if you don't do it, then you lose out on the spiritual master's mercy. I'd like to say this about the CC. I've taken the vow, you know, the Vaish has that thing, and I put it on my phone. I have the app page by page, you know, be a sage by page. And so it reminds me every day, bling, if you read 10 pages every day, I've taken a vow to read CC now. And it's so nice reading CC. You can't just read 10 pages. When I start reading it, I just keep going. And I was reading last night, Lord Chaitanya had, the devotees were going to take prasadam, and he said, bring prasadam. And they brought prasadam for over 500 devotees. The Lord personally served each devotee, and the Lord knew each devotee's favorite preparation. So when he was serving the devotees their prasadam, he knew what they liked, and he would give them what they liked. I thought that was amazing. You know, that's why Prabhupada gave us CC, to save us. Because when you hear this Lila and you hear how kind the Lord was, when he wasn't serving them, he was washing their dhotis. The devotees, they would try to stop the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya would wash their kopans and wash their dhotis and do their services. And the devotees would, please, please, Chaitanya, but don't do this. And the Lord would do that to show the devotees how to be a devotee. Mm-hmm. And Prabhupada mentions that you should come and try to learn how to serve from the other devotees who are serving.
So that gives you an answer to your question, maybe, guys. Anything else? Bhana Govinda? So we'll end after Bhana Govinda.
What I understood from you that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the perfect demonstrator, preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. What I heard from you was very attractive. I will focus and meditate on it. And then I was thinking like that how he demonstrated Srimad Bhagavatam, etc., through his own personal dealings through his lifestyle, behavior, everything Mahaprabhu did, he established the eternal karma. So that was a very, very big deal, point he made. Mahaprabhu was perfect. But how did he do it? Through everything he did, his lifestyle, his dealings with others, everybody got affected by his spiritual Krishna consciousness.
Thank you very much. Yeah.